lead Salesforce practice at Royal Cyber. So today we are here to conduct our podcast episode on Salesforce B2C commerce integration with Salesforce Order Management System. I have with me today Salman, who is our tech lead for Salesforce Order Management System. Salman comes with extensive experience when it comes to Salesforce Order Management System. He has a couple of extensive case studies under his belt when it comes to implementation of Order Management System. Welcome, Salman. Thank you for giving us your time today.
Thank you so much, Lala.
All right. So starting with Salman, I would like to know first, how Salesforce OMS is connected with Salesforce B2C commerce. I know that there's out of the box built-in integration when it comes to the integrating Salesforce B2C commerce with Salesforce OMS or even with other Salesforce clouds. So how do you define this integration when it comes to Salesforce B2C commerce and Salesforce OMS?
So basically, Lala, Salesforce provides an out-of-the-box configuration between all the cross clouds, which such as B2C commerce cloud, service cloud, sales cloud, marketing cloud. But the main connection is being built while talking about OMS. It's the connection between commerce cloud and OMS, which is, you can say that more easily connected with each other, such as we just have to enable one setting, which I'll just give you a walkthrough of that. So basically we have the tenant ID in our Salesforce Commerce Cloud, and with that we have to match, we can create the connection between our Commerce Cloud and OMS. So we have this in our Service Cloud, which is the B2C commerce connection. So you can see that we have this tenant ID mapped over here, and we have provided the connection types such as the order integration, order self-service, omnichannel inventory, and there can be multiple connection types such as the need. So this is, we have to provide the provision status to them, and over here we have to active the integration status. So this is how the integration is being done between Salesforce Commerce Cloud and Order Management System. So it's just some clicks which can be done.
Excellent. So it means it is right there within Salesforce B2C commerce, as part of the product, as part of the platform, and you just need to configure it instead of code it and have this integration ready between the OMS and B2C commerce. Excellent.
Yes, exactly.
Let's say this integration is done. If customer and I can see it is very quick. I mean, it cannot take more than an hour to have this configuration done. Now, once the integration is done, the next step is once customer places an order when it comes to Salesforce B2C commerce storefront or a website in general. So this order comes because of this integration. This order comes in Salesforce OMS. Now, once the order comes within Salesforce OMS, then what are the steps which OMS performs or how OMS processes that order once it reaches in Salesforce OMS?
So once the connection has been provisioned and this integration status has been active, so whenever an order is placed from the B2C commerce side, the order is ingested into the OMS. So first of all, an order is created. I'll show you that how the things. So this is the OMS console in the Service Cloud. Basically, it has an order management application. So we have our order summaries, like all the orders ordered. Whenever an order is ingested into the OMS, it comes over here. We can see the latest order over here. So we can also filter them and sort them according to our need. So as this is the latest order, so let me show you that. Just take an example of this order. So this is the order. So we have all the details over here in the related section, and in the detail section of that, it has the original order associated to it, order summaries, and all that. Some billing addresses, our pricing is over here, subtotal, total with the tax. And if we go into our related section, we have our order summary routing schedules. These are the basically objects which are needed for the omnichannel inventory. So this is some other topic, that how to configure these objects and get the data into that. So if we have the fulfillment order over here, and we have order product summaries which were being ordered, and the shipping address details are over here, order payment summaries are over here. So if we have any return order, the return order will be present over here. Our credit memo, in the case of cancel order, the credit memo is created, so it will be over here. So these are the all details present in the OMS against one order, and we can also map multiple custom details. If we want to send from SFCC, they can be easily mapped with the help of permission sets. So we have to just enable them and map the fields. So this is how the order is being ingested into the OMS.
Okay, so it means from the order capture and order summaries till the shipment and the fulfillment, and then the refunds and cancellation, everything is being taken care of within Salesforce
OMS.
Salesforce OMS.
Yeah.
Okay. This is good. This is really good. Now, Salman, I would also like to know, this is obviously a built-in integration when it comes to Salesforce B2C commerce and with the rest of the Salesforce clouds, as you mentioned, which are part of the core platform, let's say sales, service, marketing, and OMS is also being built on top of these core platforms, as you just shown that it is there within part of the service cloud as an application. And also it does have the similar integration with out-of-the-box integration with B2B as well as D2C or B2B, B2C commerce, because they are also built on top of the same core platform, right?
Exactly.
So it makes things very easy or quick for customers who want to have this OMS, as part of their, technology space and to have their OMS business needs, order management needs fulfilled. Now, the question is, what if there is any other e-commerce platform, if customer is on, let's say, Shopify or SAP Commerce or any other third-party e-commerce platform, and they still want to make use of Salesforce order management system to manage and process their orders. So how that integration looks like?
So the custom integration between any other platform apart from Salesforce Commerce Cloud, or we are talking about clouds other than Salesforce. So Salesforce Service Cloud and Salesforce, it has a capability of integrating it with other platforms such as Commerce Tool. It can be Shopify or anything. With the help of, we can easily integrate it with platform events. We can use platform events, or we have the endpoints provided by Salesforce for the OMS. We can use them for the order ingestion. So first of all, the order is being ingested, and along with that, order items are being ingested. So I personally have implemented that for one of my customer. It was using the Commerce Tool, so we implemented using the platform events. So that's how there were two platform events. One was triggering the order details all, and the other was triggering the order item details, and it was associating the order items with the order. And this is how the complete order ingestion was happening between the OMS. So it can be easily integrated, but it has some custom logic to be implemented. As you know, that we have to do the custom mapping for the fields, for the data coming along from other platforms to Salesforce. So this is how, but it can be implemented. It is not much difficult.
Okay, excellent. So it means they have given, this platform events-based integrations or the API-based integrations to connect with third-party e-commerce, platforms, or even with any other third-party external applications or systems.
Exactly.
This is good. Okay. All right. I think last but not the least is I would like you to please quickly, give us a 2 minutes walkthrough of the order management org or the dashboard and the features, so that we can have a view of how this looks like and what kind of features we have as part of out of the box features of this product, you know, or of this OMS.
Right. So we'll take this order along with our explanation. So let's assume we have this order. So it has the order number coming up with the details section first. So we have the original order associated to it. Let me open that. So it has all the details for the order, not the order summary. So the difference between the order and the order summary is whenever an order is placed from any e-commerce site, it creates an order first. So it order summary contains all the information related to shipping, billing, and payments, and items, and order delivery groups, and all the details related to the order. But whereas the order contains the information of the order, the amount, and the order item which has been placed. So this is the order number which has been sent, which has been mapped from SFCC. So it is same as it is. It has the order amount. It has the billing address over here. So coming into the related section, it has the order delivery group, order product over here, and it has the order history. So going back, we have the order lifecycle type. It was a manage order, or it was an unmanage order. So billing addresses, subtotal. These are the pricing details over here. And going back to the related section, we have the fulfillment order. So fulfillment order is whenever an order has to be fulfilled, so it has to be delivered to any customer. So we have to create a fulfillment order for that. So it will track all the order tracking that in from which phases the order is being processing. So in the detail section, we have the account which is being associated, the order delivery method, the order summary, invoice, the type, which is from the, it has to be routed from the warehouse. We have to deliver that, fulfilled to address, fulfilled to email, fulfilled to location, phone, and again, the pricing details over here. So we have the shipment section over, we have fulfillment order products, the items which has to be fulfilled, the shipment details. If I'll come over here, it has the destination, location, ship to name, order summary associated to it, the items which has to be shipped, fulfillment order.
Sure.
So same. Okay. Yeah. So this is how the orders OMS holds all the information of the order. So it has the order product summaries, such as, let me select this product. So it was the product which was being ordered. So it has the product SKU, the original order product which has been associated to order, the product, product code, order summary, order delivery group, description, which has been sent, which OMS is getting from SFCC. So the unit sure. price, list price, and these are the all details which are being sent from SFCC and are stored in OMS. Okay. So we have all the payment details over here too.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. So right. the payment. Yeah.
So I think from the what you're saying is from the order capture, OMS has all these individual modules and the components which actually takes care of processing the order. You know, from order capture till the fulfillment and then the cancellation and the refund if happens, which includes payments, texts, invoicing, everything. Okay, I think this is good. This is good, Salman. I think what we will do is we'll have another episode on each of these components where we are going to go into the details of each of these components, which includes payments, order captures, products. You know, right. in the text. For the audience and the listeners, we are actually have initiated this you know, series of podcasts for the OMS, you know, for Salesforce Order Management System. And we are in our upcoming episodes, you will see that we are going to touch base each of these components which are part of the OMS plus. The AI piece, which has been embedded as also as part of this OMS, how the, you know, the AI chatbot is getting integrated yes. with Salesforce OMS, plus yeah. how we can do the social media, social channels integrations as part of the OMS, plus how the omni-channel, the inventory works, how the synchronization happens at the real time between the OMS and the Salesforce B2C commerce or any other e-commerce platforms. So we are going to have episodes on each of these topics, and we'll look forward, Salman, having you in our next episodes. And today, thank you for your time, and hopefully we'll have another episode coming in next couple of weeks. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lala. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye.